morning, everybody. It looks like this morning we start woman fellowship. Woman. Yeah, because men are going to have retreat. Okay. So it looks familiar for me because every week I speak among women at VV. Let us pray before we read the Bible. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for a beautiful morning. Today we come to you. We separate our time in order to have good fellowship to you. And we pray that the Holy Spirit come upon us and guide us in understanding the word and how to apply it in our life. Thank you, Father. Bless this beautiful time. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. So, 3 days ago, I shared the message from John chapter 14, verse 6. Yeah. Okay, let's open John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." From this verse, we know that Jesus offered salvation for us. In other side, from this verse, we also know that Jesus is the only way to bring us come to the Father, not only in the sense of salvation, but also in the sense of full life. That means he is the one who always be a bridge for us anytime, anywhere, so that we can come to the Father. He is the person who ready for 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, to be our intercessor. So we don't worry about our life. And also, I want to let you know that when Jesus opened the bridge for us, he built, I want to say, VIP bridge for us. Let's see Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through whom also we have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand and we exult in hope of the glory of God. Yeah. So, brothers and sisters, Romans chapter 5 wants to tell us what kind of bridge that Jesus built for us. In this verse, we can know that he built a VIP bridge. I mean, VIP bridge is an access that we can come to the Father. And the word of through our Lord is very, very special word. Like a prince come to the king without any mediator. Like a prince come to a king. So our access to God is direct access because we have Jesus Christ. That's why Christian different with Catholic. When Christian pray, always the end by "in the name of Jesus Christ." We don't need to have Mary to be our mediator because we have direct access come to God by the blood of Christ. Now we see Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 21, I read till 25. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, and our body washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised it faithful. And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. So, the writer of Hebrew want to tell us, because we have this such privilege, now it is our time to make our God proud with us. Jesus is our salvation. He built a bridge for us, and then he always ready for us 24 hours. And the bridge that he built for us is VIP bridge, so we can come directly to God. No other religion like Christian. Only Christian give us knowledge that we can come to God directly. Because we can come to God directly, therefore, this what we should do in our life. This what we should do in our life in order to make our God proud with us. Verse 22 tell us, let us draw near with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith. Let us draw near. In other translation, draw near with true heart mean the heart that keep from holiness. Brothers and sisters, no brother, sorry. The Bible told us, draw near with true heart, means that we need to keep our heart from holiness. We already have good access come to God, and then the Bible tell us we need to have pure heart, the heart that keep from holiness. Today, holiness is part of a Christian problem, because many Christians only see holiness from human side. We need to see that holiness come from God's side. I mean, God is perfect. He save us from the sin. He make us clean. That's why we need to keep our cleanness when we come to God. I give you one example. Today, for example, you are very poor. You are very poor, and then there is a king want to invite you come to his house for dinner. What should you do? You are very poor, very poor. The only thing that you can do is you take shower and then make clean your body in order to honor the king. Same. The king is Jesus Christ. He opened the door and let us into come. Draw near to him. How should we do? The only thing that we can do is keep our holiness. Keep our holiness means we live according God's law. If we live according God's law, then we are keeping our holiness. Young men, remember, no sex before marriage. I always talk to our sister, no sex before marriage. This is another problem. I see so many people, not only from Western, also from Eastern. Today, they live by compromise. Sex is okay as long each of you agree. Brothers and sisters, this is not talk agree or not agree. This is talk what God tells us. Sex is a gift after marriage, not a gift before marriage. We need to keep it holiness because God tells us. This is the way we come approach God. God already opened the door. That's why number one, draw near with true heart. Number two, 1:23, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised it is faithful. Be faithful and keep this promise. The word that tells us is hold fast. Hold fast. Last night, many people celebrate Halloween. And then, I don't want to spend time go out because this morning I need to wake up early to prepare to share the sermon. I just watched TV. And then I saw a film that a girl need to hold fast a string in order to save her friend. Hold fast. And then he holds so tight. Even when enemy come, he still hold fast. Why? Because when he lose it, then her friend will die. Hold fast means you keep it faithful. In every circumstance, you hold fast. What we hold, brothers and sisters? We hold the promise of God. Be faithful and keep this hope. Because there is no other better promise beside in Christ. Only in Christ we get this full insurance. Only in Christ we believe that this promise will come true. Of course, when we follow Christ, there are a lot of problems in our life. Surely I let you know, a lot of problems. But the Bible tells us, don't lose your heart because of this problem. I always learn from Job. Let us open the book of Job. We see Job chapter 2, verse 10. But he said to her, you speak as one of the foolish women speak. Shall we indeed accept good from God and not accept adversity? Yeah. This means faithful. Job is faithful. Even in difficult time, he still be faithful and keep this hope. This is the second thing. The third thing, we come back to Hebrews chapter 10. Yeah. Verse 24, and let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds. Keep in fellowship in love and good deeds. Keep in fellowship in love and good works. This is what I said must be the purpose of house church. Yeah, the purpose of house church is keep in fellowship in love. But the purpose of house church also must keep in fellowship in good works. So when we come to house church, for what? For have fellowship. What kind of fellowship? Fellowship in love. What kind of fellowship? Fellowship in good works. That's why I said fellowship without mission. That's mean meaningless. Mission without fellowship make you tired. Fellowship and good deeds, good work, must work together. As a Christian, as a believer, we have such a great privilege to enjoy fellowship with God. God also wants we have good fellowship with other believers. But in other side, when we have fellowship, we should have another mission through our fellowship. Because that's the purpose God leave us in the world, to share good deeds from Him. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are His workmanship, created in Jesus Christ for good works, which God prepared before, so that we would walk in them. For good works. Yeah. That's what we should do. And then the last thing is, let's see, verse 25, still Hebrew. Not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encourage one another, and in all the more as you see the day drawing near. In other translation, I see that this first talk about don't forget your worship time. Don't forget your worship time. As other people always delay, always forget about worship time. So after we have this great privilege, the writer wants to tell us, don't forget our worship time. What is the meaning of worship? Have you think about what is the meaning of worship? The meaning of worship is to put God in His position. I repeat again, the meaning of worship is to put God in His position. At the same time, when we put God in His position, we also put ourselves in our position. That's why in New Testament, another word of worship is proskuneo. Proskuneo. How many of you know Mandarin? 你们讲普通话吗? Okay. What is the meaning of proskuneo? My professor is a Chinese pastor. When he let us know the meaning of proskuneo, I never forget, because he always said, proskuneo means 跪下来. Remember that word? Proskuneo means 跪下来. Yeah? And Pastor Song give another example. Proskuneo means like a dog licking its owner hand. Yeah? That's me. Proskuneo. Proskuneo means to put God in His position, at the same time to put ourselves in our position. In gospel, Jesus prays some people. I try to write down what kind of people that make Jesus proud. One of them is a leprosy who get healed from Jesus. Let's open Luke chapter 17. Verse 17. Then Jesus answered and said, "Where then not 10 cleansed, but the 9, where are they? was no one found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, stand up and go. Your faith has made you well. This foreigner make Jesus proud because he come back and then he say thank you. The part of worship is give thanks. When we can say give thanks to God, that means we put God in its position and we put ourselves in our position. Brothers and sisters, that's the way we should have in our life. So, after we have this such privilege, at least four things we need to remember. Number one, every time come to God, draw near with true heart. Second, be faithful and keep this hope. Number three, when we come, we need to have fellowship in love and good works with other believers. And the last must be the most important. We need to worship Him all the time because God is good. Finish. Monica will lead us in worship. Now, we use this time to put God in His position. To put God in His position. At the same time, we put ourselves in our position.
To your hands.
Let us spend our privilege with God to bring intercession for many people who are suffering with physical body. Yeah, these are our friend, relative who begged to us to bring their name in our prayer. We pray for some people who suffer in cancer, surgery recovery, and many physical illness. Let's pray together. Father, Lord Jesus, by your grace, we believe that there is no impossible in God. You are Almighty God. That's why we put our friend, relative, church member who are suffering with many illness, cancer, other diseases. We pray that in the name of Jesus Christ, they get healed from you. Thank you, Father. We believe that your power is come upon them because we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Some of them, they haven't believed Jesus Christ. That's why we pray for their salvation. We pray that God can open their heart. Let's pray together. Father, we ask your mercy for them. Especially those are unbeliever, we pray that by showing your grace miracle, they also can see that salvation come upon God. That's why we pray that Holy Spirit work in their heart so that they can come and say, Lord Jesus, I believe to you. Father, we pray that you will bless their family, so that from their sharing and testimony, they can know that Jesus is their salvation also. Thank you, Father. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. prayer fellowship is also loving fellowship. That's why we remember for our friend who are seeking job. Yeah, we bring their name in the presence of God, and we ask God to open new career for them. Let's pray together. Today we have mission focus. Yeah, we pray for Indonesia, Febe, and Kupang, and many area of Indonesia. Indonesia is the biggest Muslim country in the world. More than 200 million are Muslim, and we need to pray for Indonesia. And thanks God that SP. Open Indonesian fellowship we call Phoebe. Phoebe is part of SP. We pray together for Phoebe, and also we pray for Singapore SPSG. We pray for education ministry, Noah Arks, SPU, SPU College, and we pray for SP 2.0. Yeah, we pray that one day we can get another building. We also pray for SP weekend activity. Especially today, we know that we have men retreats. We pray that God will join in men's retreat, and then every man who join retreat can go back home with new spirit. And then at the end, we use our privilege to pray for house church activity. Let's pray together. Thank you. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for salvation that you give it to us. Thank you for privilege become children of God. Thank you for all blessing that you have given to us. Now it is the time that we should live for you, live to worship you. We pray that we can make you proud. We pray that we can be a blessing for other people. We pray that we can be glorified your name. Please help us, Father. Thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.